Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
And here we go.
You're tampering with powers reserved to God.
Well, I was joking! Don't you know it's a joke when you hear one?
What you are doing is mad. It is diabolic.
It's alive!
Ah! Hey, what's happening, everybody? That's right, we're back again. I'm Jesse Shadoos, and the only other motherfucker I know that's made the Kessel Run in under 12 parsecs.
Come on, Tosh.
What's happening, everybody? Well, we're going to kick a little bit of that podcast action for you, and we're going to talk about this goddamn hurricane.
It's reality.
Dude, I gotta tell you something.
Dealing with it the best they can, I suppose.
they're dealing with it the best they can by completely getting out of reality. Like, people are going crazy. The storm's not even really supposed to, like, fucking hit us directly here where we're at. It's gonna hit, like, the south of Florida first. And it's a Cat 5 right now, so it's nothing to scoff at. But. Come on, bro. Is it really time to be wiping out the gas stations and, like, robbing the grocery stores? Jesus Christ.
If not now, when?
Well, I feel like we're not even at a point yet. Bless you.
Excuse me.
Where we're sure this thing's even going to cause us a problem. There are some tracks that show it bypassing south of us and going into the, you know, the Gulf. Now, the only problem is, if it goes into the Gulf and it stalls out, well, it can do one of three things. It can either come right across to the west coast of Florida. Bless you, Kent.
Thank you.
And, or it could make a turn towards Texas, which that's already a fucking problem, and Louisiana's a problem. Okay? Because Louisiana's had a lot of rain from Harvey. And Texas obviously doesn't need any more.
Regardless where it goes, it never hurts to be prepared.
I'd rather it go to Louisiana than Florida, I'll be honest with you.
I'm not going to disagree.
My whole thing is this. Your city's fucking under sea level, okay?
Below it, it's nowhere near it. It's not level with it. It's
no.
It's not above it.
No.
It's below it. Where is it located?
Right next to a giant fucking lake and the largest river in America.
Bingo.
All right? Why?
To stop.
And you know what, New Orleans? What have you done with all that fucking Mardi Gras money since Katrina? Maybe you could, I don't know, spend a little bit to build a wall.
You spent it on paper mache. How else are you going to make them floats?
It's time to let New Orleans be the next Atlantis. All right? I'm not saying I want anybody to get hurt, but I feel like at this point, you gotta let it go. You know, if it gets hit again, is it really worth fixing?
I don't want to go down there and fix
no.
it.
No! Look!
Hats off to those who do. However, I don't pity you.
Well, and you know,
get out.
When they tell you to get the fuck out, you know, get the fuck out. You live in a bowl. You live in a bowl, man.
Find a way out.
I mean, we have enough problems with flooding in Florida. But I gotta tell you, I think you cut your losses. You build New Orleans.
Somewhere else.
A little further north, you know.
On land.
Right. That's
at
not gonna be under
sea level.
Yeah.
Preferably above.
You know.
But, I mean, that's my preference. You do whatever you want. Whatever you want.
And if you want to hang out there, you know, you need to make it like Venice in Italy.
Oh, yes.
Just a bunch of channels and...
You know, like, once a year, it gets flooded pretty bad.
Yeah, you think it smells bad now.
Or grass.
Wait till fucking homeless people are pissing in the canals and shaking shits and hypodermic needles floating by. It's great for the kids. But this...
Well, I hear the artisans make the cutest bracelets.
Dude, in New Orleans, they've got rats the size of fucking pit bulls. Like, you know, they're just cruising around.
From what I've heard, from the legends that have graced my ears, they wouldn't hold a candle to a New York rat. Like a New York rat would shake them down. They'd be like, yo, give me a wallet and your sneakers.
But yeah, I mean, New York's got like Master Splinter level fucking rats.
Yeah.
You know, there's...
I've seen videos. Some dude is like sleeping on the subway.
Yeah.
And this enormous rat, I mean, it's like the size of a house cat. It goes crawling up his leg.
Holy shit.
Gets up on his chest.
Oh, fuck.
And the dude starts like kind of moving stirring. And then it goes up to his head.
Oh, no.
And like he's... I mean, the guy's just passed out.
Right.
And it just... It keeps crawling up.
Like he wasn't even there.
Towards the top of the car. And the guy like kind of comes to and he looks at it. And he turns back and just goes right back to sleep.
Fuck no, man. I wouldn't be going back to sleep. Are you serious? There would be no part of me that wouldn't have an eye on that motherfucker and be completely scared. Well, he was homeless, right?
I don't know. He was a man on the subway. He could have been. He looked like he was wearing some ratty clothing, but I mean, he could have just been getting out of work.
I kind of feel that's something that only an urban outdoorsman would fucking be able to, like, not give a shit about. Like, a regular person, if they just happened to fall asleep on the subway and they woke up and a rat was right above them, like, the size of a fucking football, like, you know, just staring at them.
They got somewhere else to be.
Dude, I would beat the fuck out of them. You know, some New Yorker would wake up and be like, yo, what the fuck, yo, I'ma cut you, son. I'ma cut you. That's when Al Pacino comes in from Devil's Advocate and tells him he can go back and catch his girlfriend cheating on him and getting fucked in her culo. If you hurry, you can just catch the next train. You'll thank me. You ain't right, man. One of my favorite scenes from that fucking movie. And then Vicky Henry's like, what'd you say? And he's like, I told him that if he didn't get out of here, you were gonna kick his ass all the way back to fucking wherever. I can't remember what the fuck he said, but.
Timbuktu.
Was it Timbuktu?
I don't know. I've never seen the movie in its entirety.
Such a great movie.
I always fall asleep.
Well, fuck that, man. A fucking rat crawling up me, man.
It was large. It was a large rat.
It's probably like some sagely fucking Master Splinter style rats down there teaching homeless people kung fu.
I can just imagine what it smells like.
I gotta imagine that city's not, like, full of the good smells.
I guess it all depends on who you ask.
Well, what I would imagine,
it's
like...
It's possible that if you live there, like, you basically build up a tolerance to it, and it doesn't really affect you either way.
Yeah. What?
Or they could just say that, yeah, it smells like shit, but whatever, it's better than wherever you're from.
Yeah, see, I disagree. You know, we live in a place where we have relatively clean air, and I feel like for somebody that's outside of that area that's not there all the time, that we would go in and be like sensory overload of just fucking smells that they experience every day and don't even notice anymore. Like just a fucking cacophony of shit in our face. Like think about the billions of billions parts per million of just fecal particulate that is just wafting through that fucking city. Or any major metropolitan area for that matter.
You know, everybody is just like cracking them off left and right. Or holding them in for a long time. But once they get to walking on that bit of sidewalk that doesn't seem too populated, they let it go. Well, that contributes to the general populace air supply.
Well, it's fucking rat farts, too. You know what I mean?
Farts, oh, my God.
Rat farts, cat farts, dog farts.
Stop it.
Chinese Gross. Immigrants. Walking through Chinatown must be fucking intense. You know you're in a side of town where you can get salmonella when you see the ducks hanging from the fucking windows.
Do you propose it's gone airborne?
No, I'm just saying. Like, if you eat at one of those places, okay. Life in your hands.
I was about to say, that's terrifying.
That is
Airborne salmonella.
That's the best sesame Siamese I've ever had.
Oh, no.
You want a pork fried rice? You goddamn right I want a pork fried rice.
And make it good.
Right. Well, they do it right. You know, I've never had any fur in my teeth. Not once. Oof. You gotta give it to them. Hey, they eat rats in China, dude. They have gourmet restaurants that serve rat. Oh, yeah. Have you ever seen this?
I had no idea rat and gourmet were synonymous.
Motherfucker, I would try it. Have you ever seen them?
No.
They raise these fucking rats on a farm and they're like grain fed.
Oh, they raise them clean?
Yeah, they're grain fed. Like, they're fat as fuck. Dude, these rats are like, dude, they're like probably, I don't know, the thick, like the height, like
of
a...
They make jerky out of them?
Huh?
They make jerky out of them?
Probably not, they're Chinese.
I'd try some rat jerky.
All I know is...
It'd have to be one of them clean rats, though. Dude, not like a street rat, that's gross.
Dude, do you know how they do it, though?
I have no idea how they do it. I've never heard
They raise them all cool and shit. Some of them are even Kobe rats. Like, they got them the beer, feeding them and all that shit. And massaging them and whatnot. They're real tender rat. What they do is, alive, they have a big old pot of boiling water. And they grab them by their tail, and they obviously their hands and their feet and their, you know, their jaws and shit are closed up, taped up, whatever. And they drop that motherfucker into that boiling water, and it flash boils the hair off of them, all the fur and shit, and it kills them. And then they pull it out, and then that's when they go prepare it and do the real cooking and shit. Yeah. But we got PETA over here worrying about us fucking having a chicken sandwich. Like, are you serious right now? Like, you want to talk about animal rights? They're dropping fucking rats alive into boiling water. Where's PETA making a fucking scene? Nowhere. You know why? Because the Chinese would fucking put them in the bowl, too. Yeah, y'all like this shit? You're next.
We outnumber you, like.
Oh, man.
You would.
Your fucking bones would be powdered up in some curio shop in fucking China in, like, in a minute. They'd fucking have you, and they'd be like, oh, good for arthritis. They'd sell your fat as, like, fat of an American.
Literal translation would be pig fat.
Oh, man. Like, people are like, oh, I want really authentic Chinese food. No, you don't. No, you don't, man. You want fucking American Chinese food. Otherwise, you're eating tiger penis and all kinds of crazy shit. Drinking snake wine. What the fuck, man? I don't want to drink... There's a fucking snake floating in the wine.
Not even remotely appealing to me.
Not at all.
Nope.
I don't want to drink anything that's been preserved by the alcohol inside. Like, oh...
Ugh.
It'd be like going to one of those formaldehyde containers in anatomy and physiology class in high school and just taking a sip.
I've bitten into an apple slice.
Oof.
That was in moonshine.
Oh, yeah, that's good shit.
Well, I mean, it was good shine. Got me where I was trying to go, but it was not pleasant.
No?
To drink? No. It was harsh. And the apple did not taste like apple. It had the same texture, of course. But it was straight moonshine that I tasted in it. Like,
yeah.
Not a hint of apple anywhere in it.
Some people might say that's the point.
Well, some might. Some might.
I don't see what the problem is, buddy. Were you fucked up?
Oh, yes. Very much so. Very much.
Will.
Well.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Right. You know, I can't help but think.
Yeah, well, that's very true.
What are the meth heads doing during the hurricane?
You ever see I Am Legend?
Do you think they're, like, in a frantic to cook up batches right now so they have enough to last them when the power goes out? They won't even notice. They'll be watching a TV that's not even on. One of them will have popcorn and shit, and they won't even be eating it. They'll just be tossing it past their cheek. It's like, where's the hurricane? It's here, man.
It's right in here.
I just, oh god, dude, I hate meth addicts, man. I really do. I don't feel sorry for them. I don't want them to get better. I want them to go away.
I'm not sure I've met any. I haven't had the pleasure.
It's not, it's so not a pleasure, man. It is absolutely, like, that's the lowest common denominator of person. Like, when I hear an explosion in some of these horrible neighborhoods around, you know, like, I'm like, ah, there goes another meth lab. Population's short a couple more retards.
What's funny about it is that might actually be the case.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Especially in the rural areas where it's prevalent, man. It's... They probably have folk tales, like, every time a meth lab blows... Be like an addict gets their wings. Oh, I'm dreaming of a meth addict Christmas. Scratch, scratch, scratch. Just like the ones I used to know. Oh, there's where I stole DVDs and I pawned CDs to score another bag of crystal meth. Dude, okay, there's something I want to talk about. It didn't happen here, but it's fucking crazy.
Alright.
And it's another Harambe moment in a way. Some 21-year-old jackass decided he wanted to kill himself. Well, you know, he didn't do what fucking normal people do and eat some pills, you know, hang from the rafters, you know, fucking...
And a common one is a late.
Yeah, a lot of hangings.
Yeah.
So, he's at the zoo, and he sees the lion cage. He strips down.
No.
And he jumps over the top into the lion cage.
No.
And runs up to the lions. And the lions are like, cool, something to play with. And they start playing. Well, we all have seen National Geographic videos about how lions play. With another lion, they're just fine. Not with this guy. As they're pawing... No! They're just pawing him around and chunks of him are coming off on the video and like... Then he goes...
That is not a pleasant way to go.
Dude, he goes...
There are faster methods.
Dude, not just faster. There were children watching...
Look, come on. He's committed to doing this like he gives a fuck. It's going to affect a kid.
I understand that.
It's beyond all that. He's already dismissed everything. It's all about him.
He jumped up around, grabbed it around the top of its neck, wrapped his legs around underneath of him, to the top of his back, you know, crisscrossed.
Yeah.
And then held his neck up to the lion. The lion just clamped down on his fucking neck. And this guy's like, he's doing it like he's enjoying it.
Was he being paid by like Jackass or something?
Dude, this guy was blissfully suicidal. He was super happy to be there. He was like, yes, sweet release. 21 years old. 21.
Look, if dying is your goal, he did the right thing. I mean, presenting your jugular while you're draped around
a lion. I mean, dude, he
is a surefire way to end your day.
Dude, he was giving it a hug like they were gonna be best buds.
Till the end, they were.
And then the lions just go to town. The rest of them are just tearing him apart and eating pieces of him, and he's just tossing him around and playing with his dead body. And there's a leg coming off, and there's an arm coming off.
Hold on a second. Wait. You said Harambe moment. They didn't tell me they didn't shoot the lions.
They shot the fucking lions, man.
Fuck!
They shot the lions to get him off of him. The dude was already dead. At that point, you let the lions have their food. Hey, look at it this way. You don't have to cut up the steak today. Some of the staff can eat. You know, I mean, like, what do you, it's a good day. Not for that guy or the poor children. Can you imagine the kids? Imagine the kids. Just standing there. Parents trying to pull him away. One kid's just standing there and he can't move. Just completely fixed on the carnage in front of him.
Just trying to process exactly what they're seeing.
I gotta imagine it's horrific.
Well, they're not gonna like lions much. Well, one of two things.
They ain't watching The Wizard of Oz anytime soon.
They're either not gonna like lions or they're gonna fucking love lions.
That's true. That is true. Like, what if that whole experience makes a kid grow up to be a guy that works at a zoo and tries to help lions?
Like, I mean, if ever there's a moment in your upbringing that would inspire such a career choice, it would be that one fateful day at the zoo.
What if he sees him shot like Bruce Wayne's parents and shit like that? You know how
he drops his popcorn and shit at that pearl.
Yeah. And he vows from that moment forward that he will be the champion of lions.
No chance, you never have to see that. And I'll see to it that they don't have to.
I'm Lion Guy. Strike fear in the hearts of would-be suicide guys. Suicide guys. Of would-be suicidal madmen. I'll stop you. The Lion Guy.
Bruce, would you just finish putting on your name tag and get out there?
Dude, you're basically...
Alright, sorry.
Seriously, guy. You're basically Jack Hanna. Come on. Jack Hanna was like the Batman of zoology. And Crocodile Hunter was like Nightwing. By Crocky, I think I've got it. That's a stinger.
I love watching those shows.
I'm going to feel that really tomorrow. Did. Let me pull it out. Put it back in. Dude, his daughter is fucking fuck sauce right now. Dude, she's so hot. God. She turned into one hollow piece of ass, dude. Well, she grew into those with teeth. She grew into the teeth,
pass.
Man.
I'll pass. You can keep that.
Dude.
What is fun?
You're gonna tell me you wouldn't slide it in her nature preserve, dude? What are you fucking kidding me?
Exploitation preserve.
Shit. Bro. She never would have shined this bright with her dad still around, let's be honest. Look, it was going to go one or two ways. Either she was going to follow in her dad's footsteps, or she was going to be Crocodile Girl in a burlesque show.
Come on, you need to tell me she wouldn't have been inspired to do the same thing either way.
Oh, no, it killed her dad. You know, it can go one of two ways, man. You know what I mean? Like, she's either going to hate nature...
Or she's going to love it.
Right. Or she's going to be a girl that has a python around her neck and nothing else when she comes to bed. You can keep the snake. Let's go. Let's do this.
Keep it on.
Keep it in a little bit, too.
It's okay.
Dude, come on. She'd be one of the coolest chicks ever. You could DP her with a snake. Right?
There's... Wow. There's an image for you.
Dude, you can pop up at the front of the bed. She's laying there on spread eagle. You pop up at the front of the bed with your hands like this. But all she can see is your eyes above the covers. You're like, boy, crikey, we're right close now. She's like, stop doing that. You know, that's not cool. We're like, making a final approach. We're going to move in real close. We're going to be real quiet. Don't want to scare the bugger.
So you're talking about impersonating her father while double penetrating her with your dick and a snake.
Well, you know, whatever works.
Oh my god. The place that this podcast goes.
Dude, I'm just saying.
Oh my gosh.
Why don't you call your mom? Dude. Give me a mom-daughter combo.
Sportsman's paradise.
Dude, come on. How awesome would that combo be? You want to talk about bragging rights, dude? Like, what'd you do this weekend? Oh, I only fucked Steve Irwin's daughter. Whoa! And his wife. Whoa! That was the thunder from down under, man. Look at us. Getting in there. Fucking did a...
Oh my gosh.
I went walkabout. All over their ass. Come here, baby, and play with my didgeridoo. Do like your dad did, put a finger in my butt. Know what her name is. I can't remember what the fuck her actual name is. It's like Bimby or something. Like, I don't fucking know. It's not really important.
It's Bertana Nanolewski.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. None of this matters.
No, it doesn't matter, man. It doesn't matter. So that guy totally got killed by those fucking lions. So that guy got fucking worked.
Mission accomplished, right?
I mean, dude, I feel bad because, like, only one of those things needed to die. And it was the right one at first, you know? Like, there was no need
Wait,
to...
this is right.
Yeah.
Let it happen.
There's no need to shoot the lions, man. They were just doing what lions do. You can't fault the lion because some asshole wanted to end it. What is so serious at 21 that you're willing to be mauled to death by a wild animal, man?
Look, it's bad enough they live in captivity. Then once they're given the opportunity to really act on their instincts and live for a little while, you punish them for that with death? Fuck you. Fuck you. I'd love to see animals, but I don't
want
to go to a fucking zoo.
I honestly, as I've gotten older, I'm not really a fan of them. Now, I understand a lot of those animals are rescued. They're not captured. But they can't return to the wild because, you know, the fact that they've been treated here and blah, blah, blah. They've been rescued. So... But I do think they could be in preserves. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I don't think they need to be in cages. And I don't need to see one. I can Google one. You know what I mean? Like, if I can go to Animal Kingdom or whatever if I want to see one in the grass walking around doing shit. You know. Just fucking make Jurassic Park. That's what I want, dude.
Please and thank you.
I mean, I would risk my life to see a Triceratops in the wild, wouldn't you?
Dude, those bubbles in, what was that most recent one? I don't want to call it Lost World and be wrong.
But it's like Jurassic World.
Jurassic World, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Those bubble things they were riding around in, they could see everything around them.
Oh, yeah, that was really cool. Yeah, like the gyroscope shit and whatever.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
And they're rolling right along with, like, these little packs that are just kind of running and doing their little thing. Ugh. So jealous watching that. Honestly, dinosaurs?
Well, it's like, I thought that movie was really cool. And I thought the first movie was really cool. All the other ones basically suck. But
I like them all. I don't think they're great movies, but right. I like them all.
I would like to see that. Did you see that fucking picture from with Steven Spielberg next to a dead Triceratops from Jurassic Park?
Yeah, that apparently stirred up a lot of controversy a while back.
Yeah. Because people thought it was a fucking animal. They thought it was real.
Yeah.
They thought it was a rhino.
That disgusting. He ought to be ashamed of himself. What? You realize that's an animatronic.
Only one girl was like, that's a Triceratops. And her friend was like, no, that's a rhino. And he killed that. It killed that rhino. She's like, that's a Triceratops.
No, that looked nothing like a rhino. It had three horns.
Dude. People are fucking dumb, dude. They're not taught anything, and they damn sure don't seek it out on their own. That's why I call them the bubble generation, man. And it's not just, it's not all millennials or anything. There's a bubble generation within all generations, but there's, seriously now, this younger group of people, they don't know anything out of their social media spherical bubble that they've placed themselves in. They've put themselves in like an echo chamber where the only things they hear back are things that they agree with.
Yeah.
So when somebody has an opposing viewpoint, they want to shut it down.
They don't know how to process it otherwise.
No, because all they ever hear is, you're right, you're so cool, like your opinions matter, blah, 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 blah. Because every one of their friends is exactly like they are. They're very myopic. They all have this the same interests and the same spherical fucking social media bullshit. And so the only thing they ever truly experience, whatever news they get, whatever like headlines or anything like that they absorb, all comes from that little bubble. And if they're not interested in certain topics, those things aren't going to show up. News stories aren't going to show up if you're not interested into that kind of shit. Like, all these things don't show up because that's not what you're into.
Algorithms.
Right. And I bet if you did the research on it, there are a lot of these people that are just in this little tiny bubble of a very small amount of shit that they know. And anything outside of that, well, it doesn't really interest them, so they don't know. And they don't care. And they will still try to wax intellectual on it, though, when asked. That's the part I don't understand. You're completely ignorant on a subject, but yet you still want to give an opinion. It's perfectly okay to say, you know, I don't know.
That's because when they BS on a report in school, and they still got a good grade, they were like, word?
Dude.
I can just BS stuff, I can pull stuff out of my ass, and it's good, because they said so.
I just found the stupidest shit out about my nephew's school. His high school, okay?
Yeah.
Homecoming. When you had homecoming in high school, right?
Yeah.
Who was allowed to be king and queen of homecoming?
It was two seniors that were voted.
Right. Two seniors. Okay, at his high school, every grade gets a king and queen for homecoming.
No, what?
And then...
Why?
And then they vote for who the king and queen of the whole school are. But the king and queen of the whole school, you could be a senior girl, and you get voted for queen, and a freshman guy gets voted for fucking king. So you gotta stand up there with this 14-year-old little fucking retard who's staring at you like he doesn't know what to do. And you gotta do the dances with him. You've gotta do all the pictures with him. No.
So basically, they're trying to create an awkward situation.
No, they do it in the guise of inclusion. They're like, well, we don't want to exclude people and make them feel bad.
No, that's not what you do. Nobody in high school ever felt that way. It was something you looked forward to when you were a senior.
Yep.
Because it was something seniors got to do. What's there to look forward to when everybody gets to have a fucking king and queen? It cheapens the whole experience.
Yeah.
So, you know...
You're supposed to get those butterflies in your stomach. This is my only senior homecoming, blah, blah, blah.
Shielding blah, your blah. Kids from every awkward opportunity that's going to happen to them, every situation that makes them feel uncomfortable, that is not creating a well-rounded individual. That is creating a monster. Because you are creating something that cannot deal with situations outside of its norm. It can't adapt. And all it, its whole recourse is to resist.
Yeah.
And that's what you're creating. With this everybody gets a fucking medal mentality. And I know we've talked about it before. And it's a subject that gets on my nerves. But competition... The bullying builds fucking character.
Yep.
And I'm not saying I'm pro-bully. But when we were bullied... We'd fucking stand up for ourselves. We'd hit the bully. They would respect us because we stood up for ourselves. We'd shake hands afterwards. And sometimes we ended up being friends. And you stopped the bullying.
Yep.
It builds character. Kids are fucking killing themselves. I wouldn't let my child have Facebook or social media. Because it, I will admit to this, it's an added pressure that we didn't have growing up. You know, if somebody talks shit about you, you know, it was in person. You know?
It was hearsay, and then you would confront
them. Right. But people say horrible things on social media about other people.
Yeah, it's a certain degree of anonymity that goes with handles or...
Well, that, but even the fact that they know you, but it doesn't matter because you're doing it in a public forum.
This is true.
And when you get to school, that's when you deal with the fallout. And that's fucked up. I can imagine... I still can't understand them killing themselves, but I do imagine it's a lot more difficult to be an adolescent these days with all these pressures. And then if you don't let your kid have a smartphone or get on social media, well, then they're kind of like a social pariah too, so then you have that, like, how much do I let them have?
Yeah.
And I've solved all those problems, ladies and gentlemen.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Because I'm not having children.
Oh, there it is.
You want to go on vacations and not give a shit? Doesn't matter when you come back. You can have nice things that don't get broken. Hey, don't have fucking kids.
I mean, you can ask somebody to water your plant, and then, you know, if you can't find anybody, just accept that, well, it was a plant, it's whatever.
Somebody got mad at my joke about how I called, I don't hate children, I hate their irresponsible owners. They're like, I don't own my children. I was like, really?
Translation, I resemble that remark.
Yeah. I don't own my kids. I was like, really? I was like, what happens when your dog goes out and bites the neighbor? Who do they come looking for? You. What happens when your kid chokes out the kid down the street in the sleep out maneuver and knocks him out? They're coming to have a conversation with you, Jack. They ain't coming to see your kid. Cause guess what? You are responsible for their actions. And they're slave labor, so tell me again how you don't own them. I don't understand that. Like, you don't have to pay them shit.
On your watch, they learned to do whatever it was that they did.
Yeah.
You let it happen.
Yeah. When I was watching Doug Stanhope's special, he said, you know, he's like 18 years a slave. And it's great. It's a great line. But it's absolutely true, dude. Fucking you, your parents would tell you what to do. And if you didn't do it, you got the shit kicked out of you. Like, not beat, you know, child abuse, but you got whacked.
Look, I was a smart kid, so I only got hit so many times. But, I mean, they weren't afraid to.
No. Dude, my...
Fine. I turned out fine. Like, when they did it, they weren't out to hurt me. It was just like quick negative stimuli to let me know that shit is unacceptable. Like, that whole train of thought, whatever that was going on right there, we don't want that to happen anymore. So, you know, keep that shit to yourself, or like, don't let it happen again.
No!
You know, and I grew up old school. My grandmother was born in 1911. Okay, she lived through the Great Depression and two world wars. You know what I mean? Like, this chicken, she started on buggy and carriage with horse and shit to cars and planes.
Air conditioning.
This lady used to make me, when I fucked up, she would make me go out in the yard and pick my own switch. And there, if I go. Came back with one that would break, she'd make me go get a greener one.
Oof.
Such a mind fuck, dude. Because if when you come back and she snaps the one that you bring her, it goes, nah, that ain't good enough. You gotta go get one that won't break. Dude, you're like Jesus getting to pick his own cross. Like, you're just walking out there like, what's gonna hurt the least? Dude, you think they made him build his own cross? I mean, he was a carpenter.
Oh, wow.
Come on, Jesus, put some of that old world craftsmanship into that bad boy. You're going to be up there a while.
Is this big enough? No, no, no. We want that kite much bigger. Much bigger. Like, put your arms out real quick. Yes. Yes. That big. Maybe a couple feet more.
Dude, you'd think Jesus would have put a defect in it like the guy that built the Death Star. Just like a small little exploit, like one of the disciples could walk up real quick with a hammer and just tap a certain spot.
And it knocks the boards loose or something.
It would just fall apart like Jenga. He'd just come float down off of it.
He comes off, he's like, ha!
Thought you had me that time, didn't you?
He's all ready and shit. He's like doing the superhero landing. Too funny.
He just floats down. Too funny. You know, like how Thor comes out of the sky. He's just like, oh, floating down all slow and shit. His brown mane flowing in the wind. Mary Magdalene clasping at his leg, like, and her shirt tears off. It's like, flesh, except it's like, Christ, Savior of the universe. Bum, 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 bum. And Judas is like that guy with the bird wings and the fucking hairy chest. What was that guy's name? Like Zoltan or some shit like that? It's one of those fucking crazy names.
I haven't.
Remember they were flying around on those fucking jet skis in space?
I've seen clips of it, but I never actually watched it.
Dude, you gotta get baked and watch this shit.
I mean, I've done alright so far without having watched it.
No, dude, seriously. I'm telling you, it's worthwhile.
I don't feel like it.
Flash! You better watch that shit.
Is it my homework? It's my homework.
Yeah. No, it's not your homework, but dude, even
I have
if,
to
even
watch
if
the
it's,
Flash Gordons.
Even if it's just to hear an entire soundtrack by Queen, dude, come on.
Queen did the whole soundtrack?
Yeah! Yeah.
Are you just making this up?
No, why would I be making that? That's a common knowledge
because
thing.
You're trying to get me to watch this movie. And you know I love Queen. You know that I would be like, yeah, I'm
Freddie Mercury's birthday
now.
Today.
Is it?
Yeah. She drinks some Moët and Chandon. Like a freaking baroness. Like a freaking baroness. She says, let him eat cake, just like Marie Antoinette. Come on, man, that shit is so good. I'm totally not doing it justice, but it's so fucking good, dude.
It is good. I've yet to hear anything by Queen that I don't like. I have not heard their whole catalog, but I respect the shit out of that band.
There's a couple of songs of theirs that I'm just like, yeah, I don't know. But you know, there's gonna be like that with any band, you know.
Yeah, I mean, for every album, there's a bunch of throwaway material.
Oh, for sure.
And sometimes the throwaway material ends up on the album. It's just a bad choice.
All I hear is Radio Gaga, Radio Goo Goo. Like, I'm just like, dude, what is going on right now? Does the AIDS got you, bro? Is that what it is? Is HIV kicking in, dude? Come on, man. What's going on?
It was a good song, though. It really, look, it was.
I'm not a fan of that one.
Whatever. I mean, we've got our different opinions. And, I mean, though yours is wrong.
Dude. Like, you ever thought, like, in his dark hours, he was sitting at home and he goes, is this the real life? Do I have HIV? Caught it in my backside. Now this is reality.
That's heavy, man.
Open your mouth. It's a surprise from me.
Why that song? Stop it. No.
And back then, you know, everybody was anti-gay, so I'd be like, I'm just a homo. I need no sympathy. That's so fucked up.
That's terrible.
Happy birthday, Freddie Mercury. I love you, guy. You and David Bowie, definitely, probably. Dude, come on. When them and David Bowie did that song, those two, they were bopping. They were getting it. They were both at the Blue Oyster Bar.
They were under a lot of pressure.
You're going to feel a little pressure.
Pushing down on me.
You're going to feel a little pinch in your butt.
Under pressure.
When you're going down. Put a finger in my brown. And stuff.
And stuff.
Because you know David Bowie was fucking bi. You can't tell me those two, come on. You know, right after the studio, Zach's like, you want to do some play with me cock? And he's like, all right, yeah.
Play that bass track back. They're looping the bass track.
Boom, 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 boom.
He's doing fucking rails off his rail.
Saturday love songs of pressure we're breaking. Why don't you give my dick one more chance? Why don't you give my dick one more chance? Why don't you give my
let me out.
Yeah. He's doing zippers.
That's funny.
The video should have been shot entirely in a men's rest area on the interstate. Ooh, shit. Goddamn, son. That was a hoot and a holler.
All of the above.
So, episode 8's coming out soon.
Woo!
It's only like a month and a half away or 2 months away. It's going to be awesome.
I've seen cardboard cutouts.
Yeah.
In retail stores. Retail stores, that's funny. Yeah, well...
I've seen cardboard cutouts in places where they sell shit.
Yeah.
The retail outlets. Far and wide.
Far and wide.
Oh, dude. Speaking of retail and fucking shit like that.
Covers.
Saw this interesting conspiracy video, whatever, on Facebook the other day.
Great. Yeah, you're off to a good start now.
Yeah. I mean,
you have my full attention.
Let's go full Alex Jones. They're interdimensional rapists and child molesters. I can prove it. I've got the video. Hillary Clinton is involved. They did it inside a pizza place. I can prove it.
In a pizza. That's not sanitary, dude. They make food there.
All I'm saying is, pizza wasn't the only thing you can get a piece of. Interdimensional pedophiles controlling our government right now. I can tell you about it. I've got the video.
That's Alex Jones. No, not even Alex Jones. But this video had an interesting take on Starbucks. We've all been to Starbucks, right? I like Starbucks.
Oh, yeah, I'm familiar with this.
Right. Well, in the video, it postures that we've all got our name wrong at Starbucks. Everybody has gotten their name wrong at some point at Starbucks. And sometimes for people with, you know, confusing or long names and stuff or foreign names, it happens quite often. So, this person postulized that, or postulated, who has it postulized? This person postulated.
We're not making milk.
Yeah, right? Postulated that.
Postulized milk.
Starbucks is intentionally getting people's names wrong. So, because what happens when you get your name spelled wrong in a Starbucks cup? You take a picture of it, post it to Facebook. Oh, look how Starbucks fucked up my name. And then Starbucks is now getting hashtagged and pictures taken for free. You're giving them free fucking advertising on your social media, man. And it's genius. I got to give them a hats off because that's some fucking Gestapo-level tactics, man. That's some good shit. Who do you got, Goebbels, fucking running your marketing campaign? Jesus Christ.
I did notice that I was never asked how my name is spelled.
No?
Ever.
Do they just put an A every time?
No, what I do is I just say K. Just a letter.
Man, you're fucking up their whole program, dude. I think you... What are you going to do, put the K backwards?
Well, I don't really take pictures of things and post them on the internet very often. Anyway, like, if I'm sitting down to drink coffee, that's my time. Fuck you.
I'm guilty,
though. You want to see it? Be there. I have coffee with you.
Well, think about when they came out with that unicorn frappuccino or whatever, how much that was just shared for no reason. It's brilliant. Viral marketing is some of the most brilliant and some of the most easy to figure out, but you don't see it until it's too late. Like, I love it. I love that it's insidious and it gets in and you don't even know it's there. And then the next thing you know, you're like, fuck, I just gave them free plugs. Jesus. We're talking about it right now. Starbucks. Hashtag, we fucked up because we just gave them fucking free publicity right the fuck now.
It's blocking out the scenery and breaking my mind.
Who was the original person that's saying that?
Not a clue.
Sounds everywhere, sounds loud enough to see me breaking my mind. Do this, don't do that, can't you see the signs? Yeah, I do. Dude, that song used to come on like all the fucking time on the radio. Like, it's an old song, but it would still come on.
It was never one of those songs that I'd hear it come on, I'd be like, this is something else. I'd be like, alright, cool, yeah, no, I like this song.
Yeah, I always enjoyed it. It's by the Five Man Electrical Band.
The Five Man Electrical Band.
That was probably their claim to fame.
They're the ones that wrote it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's probably that I can't. I've never heard of them, so that's probably their hit.
I mean, they might have one other song. I don't know.
Him took off my hat, said, "Imagine that, me working for you." And that's what we're doing, man. We're working for you. We're working hard on it. We're back in business. Yeah, I said it is back in business. Big things are coming up this year. It's going to be a good year for us. It's going to be a good year for comedy. Come check me out every Thursday night at the Orange Blossom Inn, right here near the Villages. And catch me in Orlando at shows. I'll let you guys know when those are coming. We're going to hunker down for this hurricane. We've got a lot of beer. We've got some food that we're going to probably just grill out all the shit from the freezer. But beer, that's the main essential. Living in Florida my entire life and being gone through many hurricanes,
I have to tell you that it's not as bad as people think it is, for the most part. And I mean, I know you came from California, and an earthquake terrifies me way more than a hurricane.
Earthquakes are no joke, man. They're not predictable.
No.
There's really nothing you can do to avoid it. Like,
you can't hide from the ground, dude. That shit's fucking everywhere.
No.
What are you doing?
We'd be told from very young ages, like all the kids that live in California, that if you feel things start shaking, get under a desk, get into an open doorway, and just like avoid things that could fall over.
Make sure you tell your friends. Duck and cover. Duck and cover. Dude used to say that about fucking atom bombs. Bro, if a fucking nuke goes off, all you're doing is putting yourself in the position they're going to find your shadow. Yeah, you're just burned into the floor.
You're just making a smaller shadow.
Yeah, you're making a Pompeii pose. What are you fucking doing? Dude, one thing I would like to see is I'd like to go to Japan. I know this sounds morbid, but I want to go see the shadows on the sidewalks and the pavements. They're still there, man.
That's heavy.
Well, it's not that I want to see it like, yeah, look what we did, man. Gotcha, bro. Like, no.
Well, I mean, it's kind of hard not to come across as saying that when you say you want to see it.
Well, you can't tell me it hasn't influenced every part of their culture since. All the animes like Akira and Ghost in the Shell, all of those things are post a time where nuclear war happened.
This is true.
And a lot of their cyberpunky, like, futuristic stuff all centers around, like, that kind of crazy shit. Like, Neo-Tokyos and all that kind of stuff. It very much affected their whole way of thinking about things. And we bombed them twice, and then they Fukushima'd themselves. The rest of the goddamn Pacific Ocean.
Green lights.
Fuck.
A nuclear reactor. On an island known to have regular seismic activity.
And tsunamis.
And tsunamis?
And fucking...
Who greenlit this? I want names.
And typhoons.
Alright? Maybe they need to go for a little...
You guys are surrounded by water. Why not tidal fans? What the fuck are you doing? Maybe the whole city doesn't need Wi-Fi. Stop it. Dude, the Pacific Ocean is fucked. Nobody's talking about it on the news anymore, nope. Either. But you know what? Go ahead. You were going to say something?
It's possible that they're just not reporting on it because they don't like all the negativity.
What are you talking about? That's all the news is negativity. It's just not popular negativity anymore. That's why they've moved on to other negative shit to talk about. And then the news puts that one feel-good, happy fuck story at the end of it where it's like... Be like, and the firefighter saved the kitten, and the little girl was fucking thrilled. And it's just like, here, warm your heart, America. Not everything is ruined. Bullshit. Everything's ruined. Everything's in the shitter, and you know it is. And you feed off of it, and you make other people miserable, and then they feed off the misery, and it's just one misery-filled fuck station of entertainment. And on that note, we're going to get the fuck out of here, because I'm going to get angry. We'll see you guys next.